At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce the readers from each college who will be announcing the degree candidates' names today. From the Graduate School, Associate Dean Jan Allen. From the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Associate Dean Alex Colvin. From the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Associate Dean Barry Perlis. From the School of Hotel Administration, Associate Dean Jason Kahabka. From the College of Human Ecology, Associate Dean Margaret Frey. From the College of Engineering, Associate Dean Michael O. Thompson. From the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Associate Dean Donald Vines. From the College of Arts and Sciences, Assistant Dean Tammy Shapiro. Please join us at the reception in the Raymond Room afterwards. When exiting this room, go to your left, down the hall to the Raymond Room. Thank you for being here for this special day.
Good morning. Please, everybody, be seated. Families, friends, colleagues, and students, we've gathered here today to honor our students who are completing their academic achievements at Cornell University. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the interim president of Cornell University, Hunter R. Rawlings III.
Good morning, everyone. It's a typically beautiful Ithaca morning. So, before I start, I want to recognize the ground crews, the ushers, everyone else who's made it possible for us to get here this morning on time for this great event. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. It is a great pleasure for me to welcome you to this morning's ceremony and to congratulate the students who are looking pretty good and pretty happy out there this morning. I especially want to welcome the families and guests of the January graduates and to thank you for making the trip to Ithaca for this ceremony. As your graduates will tell you, there are four seasons in Ithaca, almost winter, winter, still winter, and construction. When you come to Ithaca in December, you may get to see all four. Our reputation for challenging weather is also our reputation for challenging degree programs, and they're both well deserved. I want to recognize the deans and faculty members with us today, and also the Cornell staff members who are here volunteering their time. Thank you for contributing to the success of this event. The faculty is the key to the excellence of the university, and I think we should all thank the faculty for what they have done. Some of today's candidates are earning bachelor's degrees. Others are earning master's or PhDs. No matter what degree you are earning today, you can be extremely proud. You're graduating from one of the world's great research universities. And it's a very remarkable thing that one of the great research universities in the world is here in Ithaca, New York. We do not grant any honorary degrees. You have to earn them. Over the years, I've heard many Cornell students complain about how much harder they work than their friends at other schools. Is that what you think? I thought so. But at graduation, our students are proud of having succeeded at a demanding endeavor that required their best efforts. What does it mean to be a Cornell graduate? It means you'll soon have a credential that will stand you in good stead as you move on to your next endeavor, a job, an advanced degree, or whatever challenge comes to you next. You will join a large body of alumni who span the globe. That gives you an immediate connection to every other person across the years and the miles who has spent time on the Hill. Most important, you'll discover that Cornell, a private university with a public mission, will continue to shape how you engage with the world. You will bring critical thinking, analytical abilities, communication skills, and the joy of using your minds to all facets of your life, professional, civic, and personal, using not just information, but the modes of thought you developed here. But these benefits of a Cornell degree do not ensure that you will lead a good and fulfilling life. For that, you will need something else that I would like to describe briefly this morning with the help of a remarkable writer whom I read a lot these days. His name was David Foster Wallace, the author of a long comic novel called Infinite Jest. By the way, that novel is over 1,000 pages long and has 350 footnotes. How many novels have footnotes? And he's also the author, or was the author, of many shorter works, including a memorable commencement speech entitled, This is Water. In the conventional and overworked genre of commencement speeches, of which the one I'm giving now is only the most recent, Wallace's speech, written for Kenyon College graduates, stands out for its humor and its simple, honest truth. Here's how his speech begins. There are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way, who nods at them and says, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim on a bit, and eventually one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What the hell is water?" What is the point of this little tale? Simply put, that most of us do not see what is around us from any perspective other than our own. We believe, in fact, we're certain, that we are the center of the universe. This is, Wallace notes, a natural conclusion to draw from the fact that wherever we are, whatever we confront, we are in the middle of the event and basically prisoners of our own minds. What other people are thinking is not very obvious to us, not very urgent, usually not even on our minds at all. In order to get out of our own minds, at least enough to be interested in other people, we have to make a conscious decision, a choice, to consider what someone else is feeling, or thinking, or suffering, or wanting, or needing. That's hard to do, and most of us don't do what is hard. We do what is easy. Namely, we consult our own interests, and we put them first. In today's world, that generally means that we spend most of our time wanting what we want, which is, as Wallace says, mostly money and things. This kind of wanting is essentially unconscious for most adults. We just keep wanting things without thinking about it. The big problem with wanting things is that it never stops. There's always more to get. Today in America, some people have pretty much perfected ways of getting things. Wealth, material goods, power, and as Wallace adds, even personal freedom. But that freedom is the freedom, as he said, to be lords of our own tiny, skull-sized kingdoms, alone at the center of all creation. Plenty of people are alone now, full of themselves, but not of much else. These thoughts of David Foster Wallace resonate today. Even if you have a Cornell degree, critical thinking skills, the ability to analyze problems and communicate effectively, and a job waiting for you, you do not have enough to lead a fulfilling life. For that, you need the self-discipline to make the choice, often and consciously, to get outside your own mind and into the minds of others. Then you will know what water is, that it is all around you and that you are swimming in it with lots of other fish. Happy swimming. And now it is my pleasure to introduce Lauren Lang, president of the Cornell class of 2017. Lauren, who hails from Cleveland, Ohio, is pursuing her undergraduate degree in the School of Industrial and Labor Relations with a minor in business. She has led the class of 2017 in many successful initiatives during her 3 years as class president. We're pleased she could be with us today to offer thoughts to the degree candidates. Lauren.
Thank you to the administration, staff, parents, and guests for joining us. And congratulations to the graduates we celebrate today. For those of you whom I have not had the pleasure of meeting, my name is Lauren Lang, and I currently serve as a senior class president. When I was looking for inspiration to sum up our 4 years at Cornell, I turned to something we see on campus every day, the cosmos. A piece of art by American artist Leo Villarreal. To many of us, this piece is better known as the dazzling light patterns on the top of the Johnson Museum sculpture court. If you have not had the chance to see this amazing light sculpture, I encourage you to do so before you leave Ithaca. The story of the cosmos is quintessential Cornell. Today, I would like to share it with you. Contemporary artist Leo Villarreal was inspired to create the cosmos at the Burning Man Festival. Due to the festival's hectic nature, Villarreal struggled to locate his camper in which he slept and lived in during the event's duration. To help solve this problem, Villarreal put lights on his camper that flashed in unique patterns. What he discovered was that the light not only helped him find his camper, but also brought other festival goers to his vehicle. At this point, you were probably wondering how the cosmos ended up at Cornell. In 2010, alumni Lisa and Richard Baker generously donated it to the university. Originally, the Bakers wanted the piece of artwork to be placed in the Statler, but the School of Hotel Administration politely declined. Luckily, the Johnson Museum jumped at the opportunity, and the cosmos found its home there. The cosmos was originally intended to be at the Johnson for only a few months. However, it became a permanent fixture after it received overwhelming support from the members of the Cornell community. Every night, you can watch students stop at the top of the Arts Quad to watch the beautiful LED lights transform into the cosmos of our imagination. I tell this story because it has a couple of valuable lessons for our graduates as they leave the Hill. First, inspiration can come from anywhere, even the Burning Man Festival. Secondly, our journey as Cornellians does not end today. As Lisa and Richard Baker demonstrated, there are always ways to get back to the place that we called home for the last 4 years. The cosmos also teaches us about persistence. Even if you initially receive a no to something that you seek, your journey may not end there. There are always alternative solutions, and in many cases, as in the case of the cosmos, the alternative solution leads to sustained success. Additionally, the story emphasizes that if you do good work, people will notice and want to keep you around, just as the beautiful cosmos have become a permanent exhibit here at Cornell. Finally, this piece of art teaches us to see the light in everything, in everyone, which is surely something we have done with our friends, classmates, and professors during our time at Cornell. To the graduates, I hope as you leave Cornell and start a new journey, that you draw on some of the lessons of the cosmos and continue to search for the light in every person that you meet. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. We will now recognize the January degree candidates individually. I will call each dean forward and ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and approach the platform. At this time, the reader for the first college will approach the stage. Will the senior vice provost and dean of the graduate school, Barbara Knuth, please step forward, and the PhD candidates from the graduate school approach the platform. The PhD candidates will each be officially hooded by Dean Knuth, signifying their success in completing a doctoral degree graduate program.
Taylor Stevenson, Biomedical Engineering. Aaron Cresswell, Mechanical Engineering. Yoon-ji Kim, City and Regional Planning. James Lewis, Evolutionary Biology. Audrey Comstock, Government. Liliana Colanzi, Comparative Literature. Brianna Pomeroy, Comparative Biomedical Science. Maya Miramahamhadi, Genetics. Jennifer Fricky Pinello, Immunology. Dante Lepore, Molecular and Cell Biology. Chaturang Napathorn, Industrial and Labor Relations. Huchen Chow, Mechanical Engineering. Tianxu Lu, Theoretical and Applied Mechanics. Frida Johannesdotter, Evolutionary Biology. Nayoon Kim, Industrial and Labor Relations. Bhuvanyash Shandir, Physics. Diane Wang, Plant Breeding. Roberto Del Alba, Physics. Ying Ji, Fiber Science. Alice Biban, Development Sociology.
Will the master's students please Step forward from the graduate school. Approach the platform.
Nicholas Kasab Geta. Andreas Gutierrez. Toby Holder. James Lax. Justin France. Raquel Callis. Fatma Rakik. Shaolu Lee. Rayana Elmiiji. Bethany Boyer Reeklin. Shoshana Perry. Ethan Arnowitz. Yihu Fu. Xiaowei Zhao. Jian Jiang. Kenyan Lee. Ji Lin. Weiting Wang. Fangbing Lu. Chenyu Li. Jiangming Fu. Xiaoyi Li. Jiushan Li. Yingnang Lu. Isa Kudabahavka. Hyesong Hu. Tyler Spring. Mei Li Ann Kwong. Xuying Tong. Matthew Mayer. Alex Brown. Nicholas Griefenstedt. Sarah Kimball. Brendan Lurer. Yupeng Young. Ray Liang. Jiyu Chu. Yangwen Wan. Xiying Wei. Shibo Zhang. Jean Zhao. Jin Chen Li. Shachuk Bai. Yaochung Chang. Chin Si Su. Priya Gupta. Trin Lee. Yan Su Park. John Ami Subashini Yuma Maheshwaran. Subham Shukla. Hing Kwang. Yu Yu. Yufing Wang. ZJ Ma. Tong Ju. Zian Lin. Mindy Fan. Jiawen Gao. Yusi Shao. Ziyi Wang. Haojun Wang. Shijar Wen. Sheng Chin. Weinan Huang. Francesca Warita. Lourdes Silvera. Catherine Rapp. Ji Lee. Nikita Jussain. Krasimira Hernandez. Chris Kelly. Elizabeth McKinney. Stephen Reedy.
Thank you, Senior Vice Provost and Dean Knuth. Will the Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Kevin Halleck, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Chan Hyuk Yoon. Gustav Fellows. Hunter James Long. Carlos Cortez.
Thank you, Dean Halleck. Will the Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Kent Kleinman, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Christopher Chown. Helene Lee. Sophie Nichols. Rosalind Foltz. Jiun Christine Kim. Bei Shu. Anamika Goyal. Jacob Cohen. Seth Byram. Maggie Zhu. Alex Jopek. Zahid Alabai. Bada Choi. Warisara Sudsawang. Christopher Batalya. Lauren Lockery. George DiStefano. Taehyung Kim. Christopher Morse. Mark Leskovic. Sida Zhang. Leroy Patterson. Brian Hong. Pablo Wolf Maggi. Jason Apollo. Kate Dae Lee. Andrew Moorman. Gunny Chung.
Thank you, Dean Kleinman. Will the Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Kate Walsh, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Natalia Kusumo. Margaret Moss. Jose Guzman Rodriguez. Erica Betts. Samantha Chisano. Thomas Villa. Alexander Panos. Deirdre Ritore Louis. Vincent Albanese. Ryan O'Byrne. Oren Weissman. Rebecca Psyche. Kyra Long Visneck. Marley Rose Bernberg. Alec Unick. Savannah McKay Woodworth. Carly Andrews. Hillary Hsu. Richard Junhua Wu. Jesus Shanju.
Thank you, Dean Walsh. Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Alan Mathias, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Erin Rachel Gross. Jill Faber. Rachel Cooper. Lauren Aronson. Natalie Moore. Bridget Catherine Doolittle. Alexis Rosenbaum. Stacy Jung. Tahara Doctor. Andrea Wong. Deborah Suk. Anran Anna Yu. Ben Zhang. Alex Rodriguez. Akila Chandler. Jinyoung Yu. Jacob Nosevich. Johnny Yang.
Thank you, Dean Mathias. Will the Dean of the College of Engineering, Lance Collins, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Sunjaya Thiromayatai. Christopher William Wolfram. Leslie Munyao. Christopher Yu. Jay Ma. Fang Fei Li. Levi Han. Hao Wen Tao. Yu Si Cao. Wen Fan. Han Wang Wan. John Gunn. Timothy Lai. Christine Sung. Teresa Chu. Tanya Toccolini. Victoria Campbell. Linda Barron. Emma Claire Thompson. Eugene Ng. Warren Crowell. Alicia Patel. Sarah Gregg. Kaylee Cantor. Michael Ferguson. Alan Capriolo.
Capriola.
Dee Huang. David Zamas. Qiumeng Wu. Dian Ying Zhang. Jin Zhao. Yu Tian Tian. Lingfei He. Jay Zhang. Han Shang Hao. Shu U Feng. Kaylin Shao. Yunki Tang. Melanie McMullen. Erwin Tendler. Andrew Shakalis. Michael Hamill. Blake Berger. Jennifer Millette. Jocelyn Tsai. Mark Flame. Victoria Hugh. Broco Pagano. Matias Ferner. Marilio Nuno. Saktapin Pathatawinthranan. Lawrence Rule. Hao Chin Chiu. Cheng Sheng. Buyua Wang. Jinhan Du. Rui Mong. Li Zhang. Yiwen Wang. Anqi Yu. Tianqi Yu. Ray Min. Siyu Zhu. Ruochen Song. Di Jiang. Yi Yi Tsai. Siyu Liu. Luoshen Wang. Qianroy Qi. Jiyong Hao. Drinying Chen. Shraddha Bartok. Rima Barjwa. Shardard Krishnamurti. Hassan Hasib. Bingyu Wang. Munchu Lee. Lin Wang. Shi-J Hao. Xinping Deng. Qi Jiang. Marek Kvavshnisha. Rauhan Ancharya. Douglas Toshio Kaiser. Yi He. Justina Boino. Huang Ta Chen. Michael Naborak. Yi Rong Huang. Xian Yun Xiao. Lu Yun Shang. Jin Yi Liu. Wunjin Huang. Jay Lu Shen. Min Min Gong. Xirong Wu. Tian Ho Yi Wang. Wang. Zhong Ryu. Mengwan Yang. Jiakai Zhao. Shenchung Pang. Jiyu Dong. Jindang Liu. Zhonghong Park. Yichen Huang. Shulu Li. Ping Chu. Jiki Zhong. Hang Yin. Zhenling Lu. Zhao Yu Guo. Nader Atik Kamis. Ji Yu Ren. Krishnamurthy Narayan. Chetham Nagara Rao. Kurun Panjal. Deepthi Ravishankar. Zhenxiu Wang. Yamini Kancharana. Radhika Kolayarato. Skylar Carfi. Andrew Palmer. Mon Zhuang. Brittany Wan. Mofei Tang. Limin Li. Mu Yang. Bowen Zhang. Jipeng Ma. Chen Hao He. Nikita Patel. Glafina Fernando. Siva Sunkop Patel. Shaobin Li. Hui Xiao. Bowen Gao. Fan Fong. Shizhuan Shang. Xiyu Chen. Sheng Di Jing. Wendian Xing Jing. Meng Chen Qi. Hao Na Li Liu. Jiao Shi Fu. Daniel Somek. Christian Kara Chachanian, Xu Qin Wu, Andrew Cosma, Jonathan Karsh, Unu Reddy, Crystal Chung, Jeremy Francis, Satvik Kunsel, Jane Ha-Yun Lee, Advicha Khanna, Kaylee O'Shaughnessy, Leon Jarubinski, Junya Anna Jorg, Steven Jacobs, Ronaldo Hernandez, Kairolos Barsoom, Sangabithra Fardan, Judy Steven, Fedi God, Ronald Forster, Corinne Kenwood, Jonah Mittler, Lucas Zungdalu, Joshua Levy Ringquist, Cindy Chin, Suyun Park, Susan Lee, Catherine Boutwell, Michael Koh, Kayla Roschke, Gus Donnelly, Moshe Albert Klebanov, Wenxian Yang, Enrique Diaz Barraconal, Juhi Lee, Jihu Kim, Peter Megenberg, Haley Joy Sopko, Aaron Shen,
Thank you, Dean Collins. Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Catherine Boer, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Bill Esau, Jackie Cornell, Mary Elizabeth Burgett, Carrie Gostick, Lena Ross, Audrey Yates, Rachel Watkin, Tyler Kim, William Van Olen, Nathan Lauterbach, Samsuda Kemwad, Justin Ho, Alex Dubrow, Joshua Roberts, Grace Hall, Eleni Cohen, Brian Himmelfarb, Michelle Charnoff, Emily Joy Odding, Christopher Hayes, Emily Ma, Abraham C. Mendelson, Rohan Motwani, Nick Tikhu, Sarong Deshpande, Sabrina Pan, Gavin Stoik, Andrew Leonard Larrabee, Michael Dell'Amico, Conrad Ambroise, Susana Elizabeth Diaz, Victoria Lama, Madeline Turner, Gabrielle Elava, Steph Wu, Liart Ulai, Jacob Weiser, Joshua Ilakwa, Matthew Eric Baumel, Adam Hirsch, Benjamin Luke Jablonski, Zachary Wilgos, Clayton Michael, Richard Daniel Del Plato, Jennifer Taylor Giuliano, Nabia Keshwani, Rebecca Lee, Leon Fistos, Bradley Simon, Samira Kolhatkar, Casey McLaren, Laya Malala, Michael Beveridge, Zachariah Hintz, Ruth Weissman, June Lee, Brett Lee Edelblum, Ariana Zarka, Madeline Quickless, Madison Madrid, Alina Torres, Marielle Kennedy Ravosa, Kenneth Sang, Rebecca Whitman, Rachel Chu, Jennifer Martinez, Alexandra Grignon, Annie Fan, Lauren Hill, Shilpa Iyer, Rachel Weintraub, Eugenia Wong,
thank you, Dean Bohr. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Gretchen Ritter, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Alejandra Sofia Alvarez. Jean Marie Powell. Reed Geisler. Calvin Au. Gabriella Gallegos. Jane Stewart. Alexandria Battle. Charles Motzer. Natalie Frieden. Seth Klein. Xiaoying Zhang. Steven Bianfei. Patrick Russell. Kurt Schuster. Andrea Jin. Salim Tibiba Argao. Christopher Bumpstead. Andrew Holden. Dong Yan Clint Kim. Yuza Tao. Emily Gustafson. Nick Huang. Kevin Ma. Ebenezer Lima. Dan Liu. Keelan Cosgrove. Cynthia Lee. Jay Jayan Jung. Michelle Key. Tong Liu. Edwin Liu. Garrett Beeman. Le Yi Zhou. Carrie Cesarati. Anna Lehman. Sarah Chin. Helen Liu. Jacob Zhang. Soria Pocharedi. Ahmed Sabah. Nicole Rose Schmidt. Michaela Gelman. Ming Yuan Jin. John Odehar. Jun Hyung Lee. Parisa Narauzi. Haritha Aribindi. Hillary Little. Siyu Young. Sonia Rue. Howard Zhou. Catherine Liu. And Runyu Zhang.
Thank you, Dean Ritter. Congratulations to all of you on your achievements. Will everyone please rise and join me in a round of applause? Will you please remain standing while we sing the Cornell University alma mater?
Far above King Lucas waters with its waves of blue stands our noble alma mater, glorious to you. Live the chorus, speed it onward, louder praises tell. Hail to thee, our alma mater,
This concludes our recognition ceremony. Please remain standing while the platform party faculty, administrators, trustees, and candidates recess out of the arena. Everybody is welcome to enjoy the reception in the Raymond Room down that way somewhere. And thank you for attending, and safe travels home.